Good morning, everyone.
We're warm.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am calling this meeting to order. I love the energy in this room. It's obviously a few days from at least my favorite holiday, but I'm sure a lot of folks, it's family time and time to be thankful. We have a lot to be thankful for and a lot to worry about, all at the same time. I am calling to order the November 25th meeting of the New York City Housing Development Corporation Board. And I note the presence of a quorum. I would like the minutes to reflect the presence of that quorum. We will start, board members, with the approval of the minutes of the members' meeting held on September 24th, 2024. I will now entertain a motion.
Oh.
Thank you, Denise. Second.
Second.
Thank you, Preston. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. Now we will move to item number three on the agenda, which is the president's report. And for that, I will call on our president, Eric Enderman. Mr. President.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Commissioner and Chair. I'd like to welcome the members and all who have joined us for today for this final meeting of the year. The meeting actually takes a little longer on run through, we learned, than the agenda might look. So we'll work to keep that moving. The items presented to you today will help to ensure more New Yorkers have access to safe, affordable housing, including some of our lowest income New Yorkers and those at risk of homelessness. Looking ahead with the new administration on the horizon, we will remain focused on collaborating with our national partners to advocate for the programs, policies, and funding needed to tackle the growing housing crisis, not just in New York, but a growing housing crisis across the country. We will also continue to work with our many partners closer to home to make sure we're doing all we can at the local and state levels to improve the lives of New Yorkers and to build stronger, more resilient communities. We were encouraged by the agreement last week to advance the historic City of Yes for Housing Opportunity Zoning proposal, which would allow for the creation of up to 80,000 new homes over the next 15 years and a $5 billion investment towards housing and critical infrastructure improvements. I'll turn today's agenda to run through it. We'll begin with a presentation of an earlier meeting of the Audit Committee by Harry Gould. We will then turn to Senior Vice President for Development, Lauren Connors, who will present several items for your approval. These include the issuance of bonds that will support the financing of more than 1,400 affordable homes throughout the city, as well as an updated request for approval related to the Linden Plaza Mitchell Lama development in Brooklyn to account for a change in the project's credit enhancement structure. Lauren will also request approval of a convertible bond, a convertible option bond, or a COB, which will help us to ensure the conservation of private activity bond volume cap. Next, Vice President for Development, Angus Page, will present for your approval the refinancing of 8 Spruce, which is an iconic development located not far from where we meet today that many of you and New Yorkers know, thanks to its distinctive style of the project's architect, Frank Gehry. So it's the Gehry building at 8 Spruce. 8 Spruce was originally financed by HBC under the Liberty Bond Program, which was created in the aftermath of September 11th to spur development and aid in the revitalization of Lower Manhattan. Lauren Connors will then join us again to request your approval of the refinancing of 125 Court Street in Brooklyn. We'll next hear from Vice President for Strategy, Alex Merchant, regarding a request for approval to fund contract services for the City Housing Activation Task Force, which we call CHAT, which is charged with bolstering the supply of affordable housing citywide by identifying and preparing city-owned sites determined to be feasible for mixed-income housing development. Director of Budget and Financing and Financial Planning, Bobby Toth, will then join us to present the fiscal year operating budget for your approval. As a final matter of the day, Chief Financial Officer Kathy Bauman will present for your approval the annual report on property disposal guidelines. I also want to advise the board that the capital markets team expects to prepare a request for proposals to select an investment banking group qualified to underwrite future HDC bond issuances. We plan to distribute the RFP in January of 2025, after which a review committee comprised of senior members, the corporation will conduct an evaluation of the responses. A report and recommendation will then be presented to the members, anticipated sometime in the first half of 2025. And as we gear up for another busy December closing season, it's a timely moment to reflect on the impressive contributions of the entire HDC team. I want to extend my sincere thanks, as always, to each member of the HDC staff for their dedication to improving New York City and the lives of New Yorkers. And with that, I'll conclude my remarks and turn it back to you, Commissioner. Thank you,
Mr. President. And let me just attach myself to those sentiments about the team here at HDC doing stellar work. And we're seeing records set and broken in the production, in the financing of housing. So I know it's in no small part to the team here, grinding it out every day. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I never actually do this, but to all the people who join us here at the Housing Development Corporation board meeting, thank you. You kind of like, you know, a quiet gallery of, I feel like a golfer, you know, out there, everybody hushes and let you do your thing. But thank you for joining us. We now move to the report of the audit committee. And for that purpose, I will call on Harry Gould.
Thank you. The audit committee met prior to this meeting, at which time investment, debt, credit, and internal audit reports were reviewed, as well as the corporation's presentation to the rating agency Moody's. The members also approved the fiscal year 2025 first quarter internal audit plan. And lastly, the members reviewed and approved the corporation's purchasing guidelines.
Thank you, Mr. Gould, and thank you to the members of the audit committee. Pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act, and for the purposes of discussing the next items on our agenda, we will now commence the meeting of HDC's Finance Committee. That takes us to item number 5 on our agenda, which is approval of an authorizing resolution relating to the multifamily housing revenue bonds 2024 Series F, G, and H, and 2025 Series A, and approval of mortgage loans. For that purpose, I will call on Lauren Connors. Ms. Connors.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds 2024 Series F, G, and H, and 2025 Series A in an amount not expected to exceed $1,525,160,000. I will go into more detail about these approvals, but want to first flag that we're doing quite a big bit this month, so this will be a lengthy presentation. The bonds, together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and available funds of the open resolution, are expected to be used to finance the construction, acquisition, rehabilitation, and or permanent financing of certain projects and other activities described in your memorandum. Interest on the bonds is expected to be exempt from federal and New York State and local income tax, and such bonds will qualify as tax-exempt private activity bonds with an allocation of new private activity bond volume cap, an allocation of recycled volume cap, and or the refunding of certain outstanding bonds or obligations of the corporation. The anticipated interest rates, maturity dates, and other relevant terms of the bonds are described in your memorandum. In addition, on September 24th, 2024, the members approved the making of certain mortgage loans for the Linden Plaza development in an amount not to exceed $207,295,000. The members are now being asked to approve the use of the corporation's general obligation pledge in an amount not expected to exceed 10% of the outstanding principal of the mortgage loan to be financed with bond proceeds plus costs associated with any delinquency resolution to facilitate top loss share supplemental security for such mortgage loan. An authorizing resolution will authorize the 366th through 369th supplemental resolutions. It's anticipated that all or portion of the proceeds of the 2024 Series F bonds, together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves, will be used to finance all or portion of the senior and or subordinate mortgage loans for 5 developments. The proceeds will create approximately 1,491 new rental homes in Brooklyn and the Bronx, including a supplemental senior loan for 1 development previously approved by the members. Due to the limited availability of new private activity bond volume cap, The Columbia Street Commons 1 and Innovative Urban Village Phase 1B developments are expected to receive a portion of the required financing proceeds through bonds issued in 2025. It is also anticipated that a portion of the proceeds of the 2024 Series F bonds will be used to finance or reimburse a corporation for amounts previously advanced from its unrestricted reserves to finance all or portion of certain subordinate loans for certain developments described in Attachment 7. The members have previously approved the subordinate loans for the developments described in Attachment 7 and are now being asked to approve the use of the 2024 Series F bond proceeds for the financing of or reimbursement for all or portion of the loans. The issuance of the 2024 Series F bonds for this purpose will allow for the replenishment of the corporation's reserves, which can then be relent to new developments in furtherance of the corporation's commitment to the mayor's housing plan. It is anticipated that all or portion of the 2024 Series F bonds will initially be issued as tax-exempt fixed-rate bonds to finance all or portion of the short and long-term 2024 Series F mortgage loans. Depending on market conditions, the corporation may choose to issue all or a portion of the 2024 Series F1 and 2024 Series F2 bonds as variable rate demand bonds. If structured as variable rate demand bonds, the corporation expects to select a bank to provide liquidity for the 2024 Series F1 and 2024 Series F2 bonds through a standby bond purchase agreement. It is anticipated that the 2024 Series G bonds will be issued as a convertible option bond or COB to preserve tax-exempt recycled volume cap in excess of the amounts currently needed by the corporation and the New York State Housing Finance Agency. It is also anticipated that the 2024 Series H bonds will be issued as a COB to preserve private activity volume cap in the event the corporation receives tax-exempt new private activity volume cap in excess of the amounts needed to finance mortgage loans this December. If issued, the proceeds of the 2024 Series G bonds and 2024 Series H bonds are expected to provide construction and permanent financing for the new construction, acquisition, and rehabilitation of certain developments described in Attachment 8, which will meet the low-income set-aside required to issue private activity tax-exempt bonds. The mortgage loans for these developments have either previously closed with corporate-funded loans that will be refinanced with recycled bonds or are expected to close in 2025, at which point the bonds are expected to be remarketed to match the terms of the applicable mortgage loans. The 2024 Series G bonds may be issued in the first quarter of 2025 or later, when prepayments from the corporation and the NYS HFA are expected to come in. The 2024 Series G bonds and 2024 Series H bonds are expected to be issued as variable rate obligations initially in the term rate mode. The corporation may direct that all or a portion of the 2024 Series G bonds or the 2024 Series H bonds be converted from time to time to another interest rate mode. It is anticipated that a portion of the 2025 Series A bonds will be used to refund certain tax-exempt open resolution bonds, including but not limited to bonds issued in 2015 through 2017, which have reached their optional call date, and bonds issued in 2020. The 2025 Series A bonds will initially be issued as tax-exempt fixed-rate bonds. For more information on these developments, please see Attachments 1 through 8 in your memorandum. The members are being asked to authorize the issuance of the bonds pursuant to multimodal supplemental resolutions. Accordingly, all or a portion of the bonds may be converted to other interest rate modes provided for in the supplemental resolutions. In order to manage the interest rate risk associated with the variable rate portion of the bonds, the corporation is working with Mahanti Garjulo, LLC, its hedge advisor, and expects to enter into one or more interest rate hedging instruments. More details on the developments and the bond underwriters, risks and fees, and credit ratings are associated with the bonds are outlined in your memorandum. Are there any questions?
Any questions? Hearing no questions, thank you for that report for the resolution. I believe Susanna will now speak regarding a member authorization.
Sure, thank you. The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of supplemental resolutions to the open resolution. The issuance of the bonds, the pledge to the open resolution of any mortgage loans or assets of the corporation, the terms of any liquidity facility and other activities listed therein and in the memo before you. The members are requested to approve the making of 5 senior loans and 4 subordinate loans for 4 Ella developments and 1 mix and match development from proceeds of the 2024 Series F bonds and or available funds of the open resolution or the corporation's unrestricted reserves in an amount not expected to exceed, $497,555,000, and the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish such financing. The members are asked to approve an amendment to an action authorized by the members on September 24th, 2024, to authorize the use of the corporation's general obligation pledge in an amount not to exceed 10% of the outstanding principal of the mortgage loan for the Linden Plaza development, plus costs associated with any delinquency resolution, and the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of a loss sharing agreement or any documents necessary to accomplish such loss sharing. Finally, the members are requested to approve the execution of 1 or more interest rate hedging instruments in a combined notional amount not to exceed $100 million, and the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of any and all documents necessary to enter into said hedging instruments.
Thank you, Susanna. I will now entertain a motion to approve the authorizing resolution relating to the multifamily housing revenue bonds 2024 Series F, 2024 Series G, 2024 Series H, and 2025 Series A, and approval of mortgage loans and other actions by the members described in the memo before you. We have a motion.
I move.
Second.
Thank you, Denise. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. Thank you very much. I'm very excited about Linden Plaza. If you've been there, it's tragic to see how people are living. Even today in today's New York,
it was wonderful back in the day.
Yes, it was. And hopefully we'll restore it its old glory. Item number 6 on the agenda is approval of an authorizing resolution relating to the multifamily mortgage revenue bonds. Series 2024 related to 8 Spruce Street. And for purposes of this item, I will call on Angus Page. Angus.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's multifamily mortgage revenue bonds, 8 Spruce Street, Series 2024, in an amount not to exceed $575 million. A portion of the proceeds of the bonds, the 2024 Liberty Bonds, in an amount expected to be $203,900,000, will be used to refund the corporation's multifamily mortgage revenue bonds, Series 2014, classes D, E, and F. The remaining proceeds of the bonds, the 2024 taxable bonds, in an amount expected to be $346,100,000, will be used to refund the corporation's multifamily mortgage revenue bonds, Series 2014, classes A, B, and C. Interest on the 2024 Liberty Bonds is anticipated to be tax exempt from federal, New York State, and local income tax. Interest on the 2024 taxable bonds will not be exempt from federal income tax, but is anticipated to be exempt from state and local income tax. The 2014 bonds were issued in a commercial mortgage-backed securities, CMBS, structure to refund the corporation's initial financing for the construction of 8 Spruce Street, formerly known as the Beekman Tower. The project is a residential rental and retail unit of a 4-unit mixed-use condominium development contained in 176-story building located at 8 Spruce Street in Lower Manhattan. The building was designed by architect Frank Gehry and completed in March 2011. The project was originally financed in part with a special allocation of Liberty Bonds, which were authorized by Congress under the Job Creation and Worker Assistance Act of 2002. The project received approval in 2008 to be allocated Liberty Bonds by the Joint State-City Liberty Bond Committee. and the 2024 Liberty Bonds will not require redesignation by the committee. The project contains 900 residential units and approximately 904 square feet of retail commercial space. As of August 2024, the project was approximately 27.2% leased. The three other condominium units in the building were financed separately and are not part of the project. They are an ambulatory care center located on portions of floor 1 and floor 5 that is owned and operated by an entity affiliated with the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a below-grade parking garage that is also owned by an entity affiliated with the hospital, and a pre-kindergarten through 8th grade New York City public school that is owned and operated by the New York City School Construction Authority. The borrower is a special purpose entity indirectly owned and controlled by Blackstone Real Estate Income Trust, Inc. All developments financed by the corporation under the Liberty Bonds program have no income restrictions or other affordability requirements. The project received a 20-year 421A tax abatement and is therefore subject to rent stabilization laws. The 421A tax abatement will expire on June 30th, 2031. The bonds are expected to be structured as fixed rate obligations using a CMBS sequential pay structure. To achieve the lowest interest rates for the project, the 2024 taxable bonds and the 2024 Liberty bonds are expected to be structured into three classes each, with bond classes of 2024 taxable bonds having higher payment priorities and the bond classes of 2024 Liberty bonds having lower payment priorities. The bonds will have a final maturity in December 2031, approximately 7 years, but the loan will have a maturity of approximately 5 years. The bonds will be interest-only obligations. If the loan is not repaid or refinanced at maturity, the loan will be in default and the special servicer, Wells Fargo Bank, would pursue a refinance, workout, foreclosure, or other remedies. Such a loan default would not constitute a default under the bonds, as the staggered bond maturity gives the special servicer an additional 2 years after the loan maturity date to pursue such remedies. A bond default caused by the borrower's failure to pay debt service and the absence of a third-party credit enhancement is the primary risk associated with this transaction. There is no financial risk to the corporation associated with a bond default. However, there is reputational risk, as a default could diminish the corporation's standing in the bond market at large. The corporation believes the risk of default is mitigated by conservative underwriting, the provision of servicing advances, and a bond maturity that exceeds the loan payment term by 2 years. More detail on the 8th Spruce development and the bond underwriter, borrower, risks, fees, and credit ratings associated with the bonds are outlined in your memorandum. Are there any questions?
Can you explain a little bit about the structure of this deal with the different component and why interest rates will vary for each one of them?
I can take that question. So this deal does not have credit enhancement. So the different classes have different priorities. So the class A will have the highest priority and highest debt service coverage, and the interest rate, will be the lowest interest rate. And then the tax exempt bonds will have the lowest priority. Two will be rated, and one will be under the last class B unrated, and they'll have their high yield investment. It said the tax exempt carry the lowest interest rate, so that by having them unrated or lower rated, it gives the overall lowest interest rate on the deal. The deal in 2014 was done in a similar way. It is done on the CM. It's going to be sold off the Muni desk, but it is a commercial structure that's fairly common for commercial buildings. It's really to avoid. There's no credit enhancement on the deal, so by having the different tiers, that gives bondholders different classes of maturities to select from based on the rating and the rate.
What's the spread between the A and the F?
See, I can tell that. It's and it'll be priced next week. We're pricing it, so that'll be the final spread will be determined. But it's
The A and the F are actually only 10 basis point spread, but the difference between the A and the C is a 60 basis point spread.
16.
Yes.
The taxable, we'll get a better, you know, better rate. So that would be, but the, yeah, the different classes are, you know, based on the credit risk that they're going to take. So between A and C, there's a 60 base points approximately. Again, it'll be priced next week, and we can provide board with the final pricing.
Okay.
And then the,
thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what the difference between the E to the
Yeah, the difference between the D and the F is approximately 115 basis points.
Right. This tax exempt will be lower. So it's triple tax free. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for your question, Mr. Jihad. Thank you for your response. Anyone else? At this point, Susanna Lipsight will walk us through the member authorization.
Thank you, Commissioner. The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution, which provides for the execution of an indenture of trust, the execution of bond purchase agreements with the underwriters of the bonds or a direct purchaser of any or all of the bonds, redemption of the corporation's multifamily mortgage revenue bonds, 8 Spruce Street, Series 2014, the execution of the servicing agreement, the distribution of preliminary and final official statements in connection with the financing of the bonds, and the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage loan related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish the issuance of the bonds.
Thank you, Susanna. At this time, I will entertain a motion to approve the authorizing resolution relating to the multifamily mortgage revenue bonds, series 2024 related to 8 Spruce Street, described in the memo before you. So I have a motion. Thank you, Mr. Chihak.
Second.
Ms. Scott, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. Thank you very much. We now move to item number 7 on the agenda, which is an approval of an amendment of the multifamily rental housing revenue bonds, Atlantic Court Apartments bond resolution, and authorization of refunding bonds. For that purpose, I will again call on Lauren Connors.
Thank you. Good morning again, everyone. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the amendment of the corporation's multifamily rental housing revenue bonds, the Atlantic Court Apartments bond resolution, in connection with the remarketing and interest rate mode change of the 2005 Series A bonds, and the authorization to issue a series of bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $83,700,000 to refund the outstanding 2005 bonds in the event the corporation determines that a refunding is preferred over remarketing in light of the anticipated bond closing schedule. Interest on the 2005 bonds is anticipated to be exempt from federal, state, and local income tax. The proceeds of the 2005 bonds were lent by the corporation to 125 Court Street LLC and used to refund prior bonds, the proceeds of which were used by the borrower to pay a portion of the acquisition and construction costs for a 321-unit 80/20 multifamily rental housing development located at 125 Court Street in Brooklyn. The outstanding variable rate 2005 bonds are expected to be remarketed or refunded as fixed rate obligations and secured by a direct pay credit enhancement agreement provided by the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation for Freddie Mac, subject to Freddie Mac approval. The trustee will draw upon the credit facility to make all payments due on the 2005 bonds. The credit facility is expected to remain in effect until maturity. The project contains a total of 321 dwelling units, of which 64 apartments, representing 20% of the total units, are reserved for low-income families earning less than 50% of the New York City area median income adjusted for household size.
The borrower, 125 Court Street LLC, is a single-purpose entity controlled by the principals of Two Trees Management Company, a New York-based real estate development firm. Similar to other multimodal transactions undertaken by the corporation, the resolution and other agreements entered into in connection with the financing provides the bonds may be converted to 1, a weekly rate, 2, a term rate, or 3, a fixed rate, all at the option of the borrower with approval of the credit enhancer and the corporation pursuant to the terms of the resolution. Due to changes in market conventions, the members are now being asked to approve an amendment to the resolution to make certain technical revisions to revise certain maturity and redemption provisions, as well as provisions related to the permitted timing of a conversion to the fixed rate, so the corporation can more effectively remarket the 2005 bonds into the fixed rate. The members are also being asked to approve the issuance of the refunding bonds to refund the outstanding 2005 bonds in the event that the corporation's staff, in consultation with the borrower, determines that such a refunding is preferred instead of remarketing the 2005 bonds. The members are also being asked to approve the origination of one or more participation mortgage loans in an amount not to exceed $67,929,311. And one or more participation agreements with Wells Fargo Bank to fund a 100% participation interest in the mortgage loan. More detail on the development, the bond underwriter risks, fees, and credit ratings associated with the bonds are outlined in your memorandum. Are there any questions?
Thank you. Any questions from the members on this? Hearing none, again, we will have Susanna Lipsight walk us through the member authorization.
Thank you. The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution, which provides for the adoption of the first and second supplemental resolutions amending the bond resolution and the third supplemental resolution authorizing the refunding bonds. Additionally, the members are asked to approve the origination of one or more participation mortgage loans in an amount not to exceed $67,929,311. For the 125 Court Street development, the execution of one or more participation agreements with Freddie Mac and a to be determined lender syndicate to fund a 100% participation interest in the subordinate taxable mortgage loan, and the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish the participation loan financing.
Thank you, Susanna. I will now entertain a motion to approve the amendment of the multifamily rental housing revenue bonds, Atlantic Court Apartments bond resolution, and authorization of refunding bonds described in the memo before you. Do I have a
motion?
Thank you, Mr. Gould.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Nyblak. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. We move now to item number 8 on our agenda, which is approval to fund contract services for the City Housing Activation Task Force work. For purposes of this item, I will call on Alex Merchant.
Thank you and good morning. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the use of the corporation's unrestricted reserves in an amount not to exceed $2 million. Fund contract services for consultants to support the City Housing Activation Task Force. The task force is preparing city-owned properties for development into mixed-use housing to bolster the supply of affordable housing citywide. On August 21st, 2024, Mayor Eric Adams issued Executive Order Number 43. This order created the City Housing Activation Task Force and mandated that participating agencies identify potential sites for housing development. The task force is part of Mayor Adams' Get Stuff Built plan to address the housing supply crisis with a moonshot goal of building 500,000 homes over the next decade. The task force includes the corporation, EDC, HPD, DCP, DCAS, OMB, and the city agencies that occupy sites identified for review. The task force builds directly on the housing supply study completed by BJH Advisors, which received approval for partial funding by the members on October 10th, 2023. as part of a broader set of recommendations. The study identified 20 city-owned properties that could possibly be developed into mixed-income housing. The task force will now extend that work to a larger set of properties, and if approved by the members, additional contract services to perform the tasks necessary to prepare a site for development into mixed-income housing. Following a competitive mini request for proposals issued on September 20th, 2024, EDC selected FX Collaborative and Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill as lead consultants. EDC consulted the mayor's office and the relevant agencies to evaluate the consultants' responses. EDC will contract directly with the consultants. The city asked the corporation to facilitate the work of the task force by funding the consultants' contracts. The consultants will help the task force evaluate and prepare identified city-owned properties for development into mixed-income housing. The consultants and their subcontractors will provide services to evaluate the feasibility of redeveloping these sites and to support their pre-development. Nearly all, if not all, of the sites under consideration have a current city use or activity that will need to be addressed. A core function of the consultants will be to evaluate the optimal solution for the existing city use. Subject to the members' approval, the corporation and EDC will enter into a memorandum of understanding for the funding. As a condition of providing the funding, the corporation will require indemnification from the city. The members are requested to approve the use of the corporation's unrestricted reserves in an amount not to exceed $2 million to fund contracts between EDC and each of the consultants and the corporation's execution of any documents necessary to carry out such funding. Can I answer any questions from the members?
Yes, Ms. Scott.
Is EDC, who's managing the consultants?
EDC is handling the invoicing and administrative matters. And then there is a subgroup on the task force of the developmental agencies, which HDC and HPD are both represented on, that will be identifying and assigning the tasks.
Thank you. Thank you for the presentation, Mr. Merchant. Hearing no other questions or discussion, I'll now entertain a motion to approve the funding of contract services for the City Housing Activation Task Force.
Thank you.
Yeah, he read it into the record.
Good.
Action required by the members.
Yes.
Thank you, Susanna. That's a good lawyer catch. I'll entertain a motion now. A member, Ms. Scott.
Both.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Nyblack. All in favor, please say aye. Any opposed? Hearing no opposition to the motion carries. We now move to item number 9. On our agenda, which is a presentation and approval of the fiscal year 2025 operating budget. And it gives me great pleasure to call on Bobby Toth for this purpose.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm pleased to present the corporation's post fiscal year 2025 operating budget for the members' approval. Corporation ended fiscal year 2024 with an excess of revenues over expenses on a cash basis of $172.03 million. Which was an increase of $41.25 million over the budgeted amount. This increase was primarily due to higher than expected investment earnings and servicing fees, along with the continued strong performance in the open resolution. Fiscal year 2025 revenues are budgeted at $191.36 million, an increase of $14.8 million or 4.4% compared to the fiscal year 2024 approved budget. While overall revenues are expected to rise, investment income is projected to grow at a slower rate due to an anticipated decrease in investment and interest rates. Servicing fees on HDC finance loans are projected to continue growing, the result of an increasing number of projects converting to permanent financing. Fiscal year 25 expenses are budgeted at $51.55 million, which is an increase of $5.78 million or 12.6%. Compared to the 24 approved budget. While some budget lines have decreased due to reduced need and improved efficiency, the overall expense increase is driven by increased headcount and related fringe expenses. The City Housing Activation Task Force consultant contract, which was just approved by the members, and the end of the fixed free rent period on the corporation's new office lease. The economy showed remarkable resilience during fiscal year 24. In response to moderating inflation, the Federal Reserve began lowering the federal funds target range in September, signaling a readjustment away from high borrowing costs. Further interest rate decreases are anticipated in the coming months, and the corporation will closely monitor changes in Washington that may affect its financial outlook. The corporation had another successful year, issuing $1.8 billion in bonds and committing $206 million in corporate reserves for new construction subsidy loans, bringing the total subsidy provided over the last 20 years to $4 billion. HDC's financial position also remains strong, with total assets in the Enterprise Fund increasing by 17.6%, $28.8 billion, and net assets reaching $4.8 billion. The corporation continues to collaborate closely with the New York City Housing Authority, NYCHA, and the New York City Department of Housing Preservation and Development, HPD. As the key financing partner under the Permanent Affordability Commitment Together, PACT program, HDC has contributed $3.13 billion in financing to support repairs and upgrades for 18,859 homes. In addition to assembling financing, HDC joins NYCHA in providing asset management for PAC transactions to ensure ongoing physical and financial health. This initiative has had the largest impact on the corporation's workload over the past few years and is a key driver of the increase in headcount for fiscal year 25. HDC also continues its longstanding partnership with HPD, focusing on bringing additional debt and properties into the portfolio, enhancing loan servicing, and streamlining processes that enable applicants to move into their new homes more quickly. This includes supporting efforts to improve the functionality of Housing Connect 2.0, a vital resource for the growing number of New Yorkers seeking affordable housing financed by HPD and HDC. These great partnerships and concerted efforts by the city's housing agencies to revitalize neighborhoods and increase the supply of affordable housing come with additional workloads for HDC staff. The proposed budget will increase headcount by 11 positions, which is continuing a pattern of incremental targeted hiring. These new roles will support the growing development pipeline, safeguard investments in affordable housing, enhanced data and analytics capabilities, bolstering HDC's ability to finance and manage new projects, including PACT, oversee its preservation portfolio, and leverage data for strategic decision-making. The corporation will continue to pay close attention to cost management, balancing expenses while maintaining efficiencies, keeping pace with the expanding portfolio its staff are required to oversee, and maximizing its contribution to the mayor's housing goals. The proposed fiscal year 2025 operating budget reflects a balanced and measured response to this challenge, along with a conservative expectation of revenues, all while operating under changing economic times. Nevertheless, the corporation remains very optimistic about its 2025 financial outlook. The notes in Appendix A, which begins on page 7 in the budget memo contained in your board packages, provide a detailed explanation for each revenue and expense budget line. So the members are being asked to approve the corporation's fiscal year 2025 operating budget. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Bobby. Any questions from the members?
Congratulations.
Yes.
What do you intend to do with that?
$4 billion.
What do you intend to do with that? This excess revenues.
Well, they were going to give it to you.
Let's not get carried away. I just want to add that it's a great report and a lot of good news, a lot of good work being done by this team. So I appreciate the phenomenal work. And we know both NYCHA and HPD, I speak as HPD Commissioner for a hot sec, there needs to be growth here, you know, in terms of staffing so that we can continue to support the surge that we're about to see, hopefully knock on wood, in production. We're going to continue to invest. With that gratuitous comment, Mr. Nyblack.
Yeah, I just have one little question here about regarding the NYCHA's contribution in 2004.
it was so far above budget?
So because there was a surplus at the end of the fiscal year, we prepaid the 2025 appropriation. Normally what happens is NYSERDA sends a bill that's due at the end of the calendar year, and then that's when it's paid, and then later in the spring,
did you do the same in 2023?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Nyblak.
That's why the number looks so low on the approved budget, but our bill is about 2.9.
That's a rolling thing. And to your serious question about this, yeah, the surplus does go into affordable housing. As you know, we regularly use our resources to create the subordinate debt that matches some of HPD's subordinate debt. So I want to give that a serious response as well as and I know you know that.
Thank you. I will now entertain a motion to approve the 2025 operating budget for HCC. Thank you, Mr. Gould. Thank you, Mr. Jiha, for the second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. Once again, thank you. We now move to item number 10, which is a presentation of the property disposition report. And for that purpose, I will call on Kathy Bowman.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the property disposition guidelines attached to the property disposal guidelines report. Pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act of 2005, each public authority is required to adopt comprehensive guidelines in connection with the disposition of property owned by each authority and reapprove such guidelines on an annual basis. The guidelines have not changed since originally approved by the members in fiscal year 2008. As noted on page 3 in the annual property disposition report, during fiscal year 2024, the corporation acquired real property in the form of a leasehold condominium unit for the office space here at 120 Broadway. The corporation did not dispose of any real property during the fiscal year. After approval, the report will be submitted to the Office of the State Comptroller, the Director of Budget, the Commissioner of General Services, and the Office of New York City Comptroller. The report will also be published on the corporation's website. Members being asked to approve the corporation's fiscal year 2024 annual report on property disposition guidelines. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Kathy. Any questions from the members? Hearing no questions, I will now entertain a motion to approve the property disposition report. Thank you, Mr. Nyblak.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Jiha. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition to the motion carries. At this time, I'd like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for a motion of the HDC Board to ratify those items just approved by the Finance Committee. Thank you. Thank you for the motion. Thank you for the second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. We move to the last fun item of the agenda, item number 11, other business. Is there any other business that the members would like to discuss at this time? There being no other business, I would like to call for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
And who moved? Mr. G. moved. Mr. Gould seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
Yeah.